Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Welcome to another episode of the Let's Kill It podcast. And in today's episode, we are going to talk about how to get more leads without any paid ads or even creating any new content at all. And this may sound absolutely insane, but actually, if you talk to a lot of seven-figure business owners, eight-figure, nine-figure business owners, they always tell you the same thing, which is to really go back to basics and make sure that you are actually providing a stellar service and over-delivering to your clients, right? And I think just before we even dive into today's episode, I just want to go back to the core of how there has been such a hyper-focus on marketing, on messaging, on, you know, how do you get your product out to all these social media platforms? But, and I've said this before, which is that you can't market your way out of a bad product, offer, or service. So in this episode, we're really going back all the way back down to basics and making sure that you really are providing a stellar service and over-delivering to your clients and to your customers in the first place. Because when you do this, referrals will come, recurring customers will naturally occur, and you will have an organic word of mouth, which generally increases to a higher conversion rate. And there's so many trickle down effects that can just stem from that, right? But sometimes in the pursuit of, you know, really getting that next customer, really acquiring the next client, we lose sight of going back to the core of what do we even bring to the table in the first place. And that's what today's episode really is going to be about. And so when you go back to the basics and really look at what you have to bring to the table, what are some important things that you should be looking at? You want to make sure of a few key things. Number one, you want to make sure that when you onboard a new client or customer, that they don't go through any difficulties or hiccups and basically is as smooth as it possibly can be, right? So imagine you checking into a hotel. Like, before you go, they already know what time you're checking in, they already know to get your passport, they already have your details, they already got the room prepared, they already prepared you a welcome drink and everything. And, you know, the whole entire check-in process for you into that hotel is just so simple. But all of us probably have also experienced the opposite, where you arrive at the hotel, they're taking, you know, 30 minutes to 45 minutes just to find your booking. They are taking forever to retrieve your passport. The waiting time is super long in between every single step. You can't really leave your luggage there for whatever reason. They don't seem to have their records together. Everyone is a little confused. Your room is not prepared yet. And, you know, the whole entire onboarding process, it's horrible, right? And so this does not make you want to go back to that hotel, right? So it's the same thing with your new clients and customers. You want to make sure that the onboarding process is as seamless, as convenient, and as effective for your client or customer as possible. So that's the first thing that you want to check with your offer, product, or service, right? How is the onboarding process like? That's point number one. Point number two is open communication. So you want to make sure that basically your potential clients and your clients can actually reach you with ease and transparency whenever they want or whenever they have a problem. So they know that you are there for them. They know that if anything goes wrong, there is someone to talk to them who is open and willing to, right? We've all been on customer service platforms where it just takes forever for you to even get connected with a live operator, or you're talking to a chatbot that is totally useless as far as the issue is concerned that you would like to have solved, right? So you just feel like, I don't know if there is ever a hiccup, there's an issue, or I just want to change something. Who do I go to? Or, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm able to be speaking to this provider before even purchasing anything. I want to know that they're going to be there in case anything goes wrong, right? Or in case I have any inquiries or alterations, I want to make sure that I can reach them. And that's really all, you know, a potential client and clients may sometimes want, but yet at the same time, there are so many businesses that just don't have this right? There's no open communication, there's no transparency, there's no ease of communication, it's very difficult to reach, and that causes a lot of frustration on the other party side, right? The client or customer standpoint. And so you want to really look at your business again and make sure that you do have this open communication channel with the people that you are providing a service, product, or offer to. And this is so underrated, but just knowing that and having that peace of mind, like I can reach them whenever I want to, and I know they'll always be responsive and they'll be there for me. That could really be the reason why, all else equal, you stand out in the market, right? That's superb communication and customer service. So that's the second thing you want to cross-check in your business. The third thing that you want to cross-check in your business and the offer that you bring to the table is how you troubleshoot. And this is point three on troubleshooting, which is dealing with problems when things are not ideal. Dealing with problems when things are not ideal. So you want to have, obviously, make sure that everything that you put forth, it's good and that nothing goes wrong. Right. However, in real life, this is not always the case, and there are going to be hiccups, there are going to be problems. Some of them could maybe have been prevented, but some of them are genuine problems that just arise in the middle of something, right? And so you want to make sure that the way that you deal with problems when things are not ideal inspires a sense of confidence or a sense of conflict in whoever that you're dealing with, right? Because we're not talking about fair weather here. We're talking about things when things are stormy, when things are rough, right? And so when someone is already not in a great mood or not in the best place that they could possibly be, are you going to be the provider that calms them down, that feels like, don't worry, everything is under control, we've got it all sorted, we hear you, we're here for you? Or are you more like, it's me against you, you guys are wrong, you guys didn't do this, that's why this problem is happening? How you deal with that and how you make someone feel in the moment and how you deal with problems when things aren't ideal really does leave a lasting impression in someone's mind as to, is this someone that I can rely on? Is this provider dependable? So that's also something to think about when things are not really going right, when clients or customers have complaints, or when things basically are not going the way you want them to. So that's point number three. And point number four is a little bit of an interesting one, which is consistent accountability that inspires someone forward. What do I mean? And this kind of ties into your product suite as well, which is that if you know, have, let's say, a hotel room for one night, why would you not want to provide something even better? Maybe a weekend, maybe a 3-day, 2-night stay instead of, you know, just a one-off, one-night stay. If you have a couple coming in for a weekend for themselves, why not provide something that is for the entire family, right? So you want to make sure that there is this sense of continuity and a sense of longevity in your business and in your offer as well. So you want to make sure that whenever people view your offer, service, or product, that they don't really see this just as a one-off, and they are fully aware that there is a whole entire suite of other things that they could be buying into, a suite of other things that could bring value to them. And obviously, this point four would only make sense to the end client or customer if you're already doing the first three things, which is you're onboarding with ease, you have open communication, and you know that they can rely on you, and that whenever something goes wrong, you're on their side, you're listening to them. Then you can have point four, which is, you know, since you've had such an amazing experience here, just so you know, it's not just for a weekend. You can also stay for an entire week, or it's not just for a couple. And you know, our hotel actually offers a family suite as well, right? So think about how this relates back into your offer, where apart from maybe the signature offer or signature product that you have, what else can you bring to the table? What else can you offer your clients and customers that they could potentially buy into, right? So this is something you want to think about, rather than, you know, again, as I said at the start of this episode, just purely focusing on marketing. How can I acquire the next new customers? Like, really think about what you're even currently offering on the table and how you can really continue to improve that process, because, you know, a good product needs to be paired with good marketing, but a great product actually very, very often markets itself. So these are all things to think about. And here's the key that I really want you to remember, which is that when people find something great, when people find something amazing, when people find something like that is clearly better than anything else that they've ever seen in today's market, they naturally want to share about it, right? Like, you don't really have to force it, because people naturally want to share about something good. Like, when you discover, you know, an amazing cocktail bar in town in your neighborhood, and you have a friend who absolutely loves to frequent cocktail bars, you would naturally share it with them, right? So when people find something great, they naturally want to share about it. So rather than thinking about purely marketing, which is really important, you also want to go back in and think about, what am I actually bringing to the table, and how can I make it as great as it possibly can? And all of these four points earlier, whether it's about number one, onboarding with ease, number two, open and transparent communication, number three, how you troubleshoot and deal with problems when things aren't ideal, and number four, you know, consistent accountability that inspires them forward to something bigger, and letting them know that there's, you know, a full range of things that they could be, that could be value adding to them. All of this ensures a great client experience, right? And ensuring a great client experience is amazing for many reasons. Not only do your clients and customers obviously have the time of their lives, but there are a few other reasons why this is awesome for your business as well. Right? Because number one, you not only get to, you know, have a genuinely great client relationship, so your clients actually keep coming back to you, right? And then you keep seeing them, and that frequent interaction means you can really actually develop a more genuine, a deeper client relationship. And even for myself, you know, many of my private coaching clients, my private consulting clients, over time, over the years, especially those that have been with me for a couple of years, they have actually become my friends today as well. So you get to enjoy the benefits of a genuine, deeper relationship. You both feel happier, and that relationship is not something that, you know, is purely transactional and non-replaceable. And I think this point is also really important in today's market, where everything feels really replaceable, right? No matter what product or service you have, it seems like someone else can always sell it too. You know, no matter what product or service you have, like, if you were to disappear from the market today, tomorrow someone's going to come in, right? So that's where the beauty and power of real relationships actually come in, to my point here, which is that when you actually have a genuinely deep and amazing client relationship with your clients, you really understand them, they get you, and you really are not only just providing value to them and they're paying for it, but you actually really appreciate each other beyond that you know, business relationship. And that's not something that's easily replaceable in a world where a lot of things feel very transient and very replaceable, right? So that's something that's actually really powerful. The second thing, when you have ensured a great client experience, is that they actually naturally help you sell. They love to talk to their friends about it. You know, this weekend when they're at tennis, they would love to talk about you to their tennis partner if, you know, whatever you offer is going to be of value or a service to that person. Why not? Hey, you know, I know a great person. You should talk to her. So this is something that, you know, has a very big compounding effect, because you don't know what conversations are happening in rooms that you're not in. But with every single client, if you can actually have a great relationship with them and they naturally help you sell in rooms even when you're not there, this really compounds the awareness for your product, service, or offer. It compounds your brand, because people are saying good things about you all the time in multiple rooms at the same time. And it ensures that your business continuity is not entirely only reliant on you and what you do, right? Because there's so many people, dozens and dozens of people out there putting in a good word for your business, putting in a good word for the value that you bring to the table, putting in a good word for your product, service, or offer, telling people how amazing it is after they've tried it and how amazing you are, right? So there are so many side benefits to not only just improving your offer, but also maintaining a great client relationship. And that's what I want today's episode to be about. And, you know, going back to the title of today's episode, which is the secret on how to get more leads without any paid ads or even creating any new content at all, the secret really is in constantly improving and refining your offer, and number two, maintaining a genuinely great relationships with people that you are already working with, aka your customers and your clients, right? And so I thought today's episode was particularly relevant in a world where people are hyper focused on leads, ads, and, you know, content creation, right? Like, what can I put out there? And don't get me wrong, content creation and organic branding is absolutely how I built my business, right? But we also want to look at the business from multiple angles and see, is there any way where we can really improve all the major aspects, and not only on the marketing and branding front as well? So I thought that today's episode, it's much needed. If you've been doing a lot of marketing already, you've been doing a lot of content creation, you've been building your brand awareness, and you want all of these to compound, then really doubling down back on your offer, making it the greatest it possibly can, making it the very best one in the market, and continuing to ensure that every single one of your clients walks away happy, they know you, they have something that is a connection with you that is irreplaceable or not easily replaceable in the market, and naturally help you sell, you will be very, very well positioned in the business marketplace, especially in today's hyper-competitive market, right? So a question that I would love for you to ask yourself as you leave this episode is, do you focus only on your existing clients at all? Or are you too busy constantly trying to generate new content, new leads, and new traffic? Because the answer should really be both, right? And in my paid one-on-one private coaching program with my clients, I cover not only your niche, how to really create a power position for yourself in a saturated market, how to really increase your brand equity and brand awareness so that you can get higher level clients and get into bigger rooms and get at bigger tables to close bigger deals, not only your branding and organic content marketing, and obviously your sales and conversion as well, but also how can you ensure a great client experience throughout every single touch point to ensure that your business isn't just, you know, a shooting star for a fleeting moment that requires you to kind of, you know, rise really high, but then you fall really down. Maybe you burn out, or you start feeling like this is a 24/7 grind that you're just really tired of, right? But that it can stay healthy and profitable consistently while you have the time of your life. And I think that really is the biggest piece for me and my clients, is not only running a profitable business, but also a profitable business that is sustainable and that you enjoy and that actually sparks joy and creates that space for you in your life to do the things that really matter to you, right? Because that is the reason why you started your business, at least for a lot of you. So if you want to know more, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at janice.t, that's janice.tee, or reach out to me on LinkedIn at Janice T, and I will see you guys in the next one.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it, and I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful, and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcast. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you, so share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.